Hi, this is Melody Fletcher, author of DeliberateReceiving.com. This is a free audio recording. If you like it and you'd like to pass it on, go ahead, as long as no changes are made and no money is charged for it. For more free articles and recordings and to download a free ebook explaining how the law of attraction really works, please visit www.DeliberateReceiving.com. How our thoughts affect our vibrations. Everything is energy. Everything we can see, hear, touch, taste, and smell is made of different wavelengths vibrating at different frequencies. Our brain is like a translator that has the ability to interpret these frequencies into what we perceive to be our physical reality. So we interpret an energy cluster as a chair or a tree or another person. We perceive them as physical or solid, but break them down to their smallest particles and they're all just energy. There are non-physical energies as well, of course. Our thoughts, for example, are just different vibrations. Every time you think a thought, you send out that thought's specific vibration. If a thought makes you feel good, if it's a positive thought, it's vibrating at a higher frequency. If a thought makes you feel bad, if it's a negative thought, it's vibrating at a lower frequency. So, I hate you has a much lower frequency than I love you, for example. The more focus you give to a thought, the more thoughts of the same vibration will join it. This is the law of attraction in action. Like attracts like. As the vibration grows, it becomes stronger, more stable, more able to attract other equal frequencies. The more attention you pay to a subject, the easier it becomes to think about it, and the more evidence you'll see in your world supporting your thoughts about it. If you think the world is a terrible place and spend a lot of time watching negative news, looking for horrible and sad stories in the paper, and spending hours talking to others about how the world is going downhill, more stories supporting this worldview will literally find you. Whenever you meet someone who thinks the world is a wonderful place, they're probably going to annoy you. The energy of their thoughts is completely foreign to you. The thoughts you think form a collective vibration. Some of your thoughts are more negative and some are more positive, but the majority of your thoughts are going to be in pretty much the same range. If you think predominantly positive thoughts, your overall vibration is going to be higher than if you think predominantly negative thoughts. And this collective vibration will affect what thoughts or vibrations you have access to. If you're a predominantly negative person, you'll have a very hard time thinking a cheery, sunshiny, happy puppy thought. It's not impossible, but it's very difficult. So, are we then merely a collection of our thoughts? Not really, no. Who we are is pure, positive energy. Our natural state is one of high vibration. So, if you have no thoughts, as in a state of meditation, you'll naturally return to that high frequency. Any thought which deviates from this high vibration, however, will have the effect of bringing your overall vibration down. The thing to remember, though, is that we have the ability to deliberately choose which thoughts we think. We don't have to be at the mercy of our thoughts, letting them determine our collective vibrations. We can change our energies at any time. There are many ways to raise your vibration, and you can work your way up the emotional scale one issue at a time. But the most important thing to remember is that you have the power to choose your thoughts, and therefore you have the power to change your vibration and how you feel. Make a commitment to yourself today that you'll no longer put up with not feeling good, not being who you really are. Reclaim your power and deliberately choose to feel the way you were always meant to, because you are supposed to feel good. It's your natural state. All you have to do is allow yourself to return to it. If you liked this article and would like to pass it on, no problem. as long as no changes are made to the recording and it continues to be absolutely free. For more free articles and recordings, and to download a free ebook explaining how the Law of Attraction really works, please visit www.deliberatereceiving.com. Thanks for listening.